Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Today, I sense in my heart. I want you to get ready. Get ready in your space, in your ministry. I believe we will worship. But before we do so, I want to teach us just some basic thing. Ministering to the Lord. Ministering to the Lord. Ministering to the Lord. What does it take? What does it mean? Or you can title it Practicing the Presence of the Lord. We need that. We live in an age where we begin to hear many things. People have challenges in their health. People have challenges with their kids. People have challenges in their businesses to the point that people are overwhelmed, to the point that we begin to hear words like depression, words like things that militate against people's mental wellness and well-being. But as the believer in Christ, how do you go through? How do you handle? Jesus said in John 16:33, he said, in this world there will be tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So Jesus has handled it. He said, in me you may have peace. That peace is a person. It's called shalom. The state of wholeness, spiritually, mentally, physically, where nothing is missing, nothing is broken. That even, our faith doesn't say trouble will not come. But in the midst of the trouble, we maintain a posture of faith. So, today, I just trust God that as we worship God together in demonstration of it, the God of heaven will cause his glorious voice to be heard in your space, wherever you are. So open with me to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30. And it's something that you can do. You can do it in your car. You can do it at home. You don't have to have the drum. You don't have to have. Some people can't do worship without instrument, without. Even if you don't, some people can't dance without drum. But hey, it's one of the things we can practice. You can practice it. I've had testimonies of people who were sacked from job, and then they spread the letter. And they dance before the Lord in their rooms. And then God, in the midst of such situation, spoke to their hearts and gave them an insight into what will happen. And that was what happened. I remember that brother. What looks like a demotion became so glorious that he had to employ the people in his unit who conspired to eject him. So, in the life of a believer, God has made provision. He said, the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. So, we can create that atmosphere around our lives. An atmosphere where murmuring and complaining does not hold ground. An atmosphere where Jesus, who is the Lord of our lives, is the one who gives instruction. He said, the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and he will show the descent of his hand. In other words, if you need his intervention, if you need his justification, if you need his filling in, he causes it to come. And when it comes in the fullness. So to some people who want to cooperate with you, it is blessing. To the other people who want to militate against the cause of God in your life, it is judgment. You are not even saying, let them be judged. But you see, when God calls his glorious voice to be heard, there is definition, there is clarity. And for this month of February, the sensing in our heart is that it's a month filled with profiting. So it may be profit in your walk with God, profit in the leading or leadership of your family, profit in the works of your hands. He said, the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. In Isaiah chapter 48, which is a scripture I want us to individually and collectively meditate upon. I just heard it. And by the way, we are presently studying the book of Proverbs, just one chapter per day. Just one point. That's the life etiquette book of the Bible. How to behave, how to conduct yourself, how to conduct your business, how to conduct your affair. So in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, look at what it says. It says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and who leads you in the way that we should go. So praise, thanksgiving are the primary action of our faith as believers in Christ. They are the primary action. They are things that we do. And if you ask me, which major area that you will start this ministering to the Lord is written exclusively in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. It says, giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks. Before you complain, give thanks unto the Father. Because what he has done cannot be compared to the challenges that you and I are facing per time. He said he has qualified us. He has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints and the light. And you see, he did it exclusively with his own power, with his own mind. He said, he has delivered us. He has. Not that he's going to. He has. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. So whatever it is that we are faced with that is overwhelming us, it can never overwhelm God because he has delivered us. He has. And when he delivered us, he didn't leave us to figure things out on our own. But he said, he conveyed us. One translation says, he transported us. He transported us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the conveyor. I mean, they made that work. It's a perfect work of redemption. So when we are faced with situation, you must remind yourself, I am redeemed. I can't stay in this darkness. I can't stay in this overwhelming situation. I have been delivered. So, he said, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, it's a complete redemption. There is no stain. There is still something. Hem it back. It's a complete work. And it's what the Father has done. It's what he has done. Every good and perfect gift. Before you and I have that problem, God is God. In Psalm 100, he talks about it. He says, when we enter with the password, thank you, in the Message translation, he said, knowing that God is God. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. So, ministering to the Lord, we stand from that part. We come from that understanding. We were once children of the devil and slaves of him, but through the finished work of redemption, Satan's dominion was broken. And we are now saints in the light. All we just have to do is to stay in the light. Live in the light. Conduct our life and businesses in the light. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. I said we are redeemed. Titus 2:14, in case you are not sure, Titus chapter 2, verse 14. We are redeemed. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. So it's a complete redemption. So when we come, whether in church, whether in our cars, whether we are driving on the land, going on the sea, going in the air, the first point of gratitude is the fact that he had redeemed us. You need to make business decisions, and the thing seems to be going southwards. Remind yourself, as the redeemed of the Lord, there is solution. There is a way out of this. And then when your heart connects in that faith, what you're doing is that you are ministering to him. You're saying, Lord, I acknowledge you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I am not stuck. Lord, I mean, you see this expression in the book of Psalms. He said, David will say, many are those who afflict my soul. So it has been from Bible days. But he said, and in one place, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That wasn't the end of the story. He said, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. That's not the end of the story. He said, he will keep his bones. None shall be broken. So what are the benefits of ministering to the Lord? Number one, you affirm his deliverance. You affirm God's deliverance. You know, a lot of the time when we talk about victory, you can't really have victory if there is no battle. So victory is affirmed in those battles. So we affirm God's deliverance. There is a story I will just use briefly today. Acts chapter 16, you can read verse 22 to 25. It's a very good story. The multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten, not with cane, not with blala, with rods. So to the end that maybe their bones were even affected. He said, but when they had laid many stripes on them with rods, he said, they threw them into the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. And having received such a charge, he put them not just in the outer prison, in the inner prison where light doesn't penetrate through. And then they put them so they can't even rub. They can't do massage for each other because their feet were in the stocks. At such time, if you were there, maybe if you were Silas, you would have said, Paul, I don't talk him. Following you. And my mother warned me not to follow you. Even the day somebody saw me with you, they called me aside and said, this Paul, now troublemaker. Now we don't enter him now. But they say, at midnight. So there is the midnight in life. Midnight period of life. Job was asking the question in Job 35:10. He said, none ask me for the Lord God my maker, who gives me a song in the night. So But at midnight, let's go back to Acts. At midnight. So things happen at midnight that is beyond our control. But what is the response of faith? Acts. Go back there now, bro or sis. Sister, they do me well this morning. Acts 16:25. At midnight. So the situation was there, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing what? So they were singing, they were in the inner part. But the Bible says the prisoners were listening to them. The prisoners were listening to them. So ministering to the Lord will affirm God's deliverance in our lives. Secondly, ministering to the Lord will affirm a song in our hearts in the midnight hour. The midnight hour are symbolic of life difficult moment, challenges, tests, and trials. What happens is that when we choose to sing at such time, the resource power base of God is open unto us to withstand the situation of life. We have God's word. We can pray, but we can also have praises and ministering to him. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. So you can say, well, thanks be to God who gives us a song in the midnight hour. And when God gives that victory, look at what happened in verse 58. Can we get it in two different translations, Amplified Classic and TPT? So let's read. It's okay. It said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? That's what the song does. It steadies you. You become immovable. You're always abandoning the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. Your trust in God is never wasted. Your holding on to him, sticking on to his word is never wasted. In TPT, he says, so now, beloved ones, stand firm, stable, and enduring. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord. And because we are sure that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. Thirdly, ministering to the Lord, renew, restore our confidence in the rest of God. He renewed it. He restored it. Our confidence. Because sometimes when things happen, when life happens, our minds split into places. But ministering to the Lord, ministering to the Lord, ministering to the Lord, ministering to the Lord. I remember one time my wife traveled and trouble broke. I was the only one at home and I couldn't sleep overnight. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat. And you know that situation where you are in, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't eat, and you are going to the toilet. I couldn't even sing. So what did I do? I pressed in a song. And I still remember that song. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. I just put it on a continuous play. And in the bid to do that, I just slept off for just 2 hours. And when I woke up, my mind was clear. I knew what to do. I knew how to do it. And I was just flowing along with the Holy Spirit. So what happened is that when there is a night hour, in renew and restore. I couldn't sing on my own, but somebody was singing to me. And by the time they sang to me, continuous play for about 30 minutes, I can pick up the verses. I can't forget that song for the rest of my life. I have milestones like that in my life. There is one day I was just going in my car and something was happening, and then that song just came up. And all I am, I lay at your feet, I'm humbled by the wonders of your majesty. One thing I know, I find all I need in your unending love. So the phrase for me was, is unending love. So you find a song that renew, restore your confidence in the rest of God. And lastly this morning, divine opportunities. When you minister to the Lord, you're giving room to God. Divine opportunity is activated for supernatural intervention in your life. Divine activity. So in 1 Samuel chapter 30, you see the story. David and his men went to war. And then they came back. The whole thing was, their city, their wives, their kids were plundered. And the Bible recorded that the immediate response, these were warriors, that those men wept. That was the starting point. They wept until a time that they have no more strength to weep. So maybe something like this. And what that experience did for them is that they want to finish David. So that was their natural response. But David understood it. He took on another frequency. This ministering to God will deliver us from the problem of life. Not ministering to people. You know, some people will have problems. Who can I call is their first response. No, call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. If you can't call on him, look for a song. Look for a song. He gives song in the time hour. We visit our grandmother high before they passed on. When they see you, you just alight from the car. My grandmother will first dance. Shenim dupe, shenima yo, idea lore jesu, shenima dupe o baba. Greet you, sing a song again. That's how those people live long. When you share a story, they have a song. Song of Thanksgiving. When you share a success story, they have a song. When you share what looks like a bad news, they will say, oh, mommy, Mark. Oluwa o se yo de se yo se ju ba se ro lo. He will do it more than we, and it's Ephesians 3:20 that they are quoting. So a song ministering to the Lord. Ministering to the Lord. The dynamic of our city has changed. That's why, on Wednesday we were taught. See, what you hear, what you see, it matters a lot in this city. If you feed on Zazu, you see Zazu. You know, I'm alive to my environment. Some of you may not even know. I've done research. What does Zazu mean? It means vile. Yeah, V-I-L-E. That's what his song will transmit to anyone who is addicted to the song. You even listen to the music, you don't know. I don't listen, but once something is threading the town, I want to know. I want to know why, what is the attraction? The vile one. And the young man displays it every time. And some of us say, it's just music. It's more than a music. It's more than a music. It's more than a music. There's an atmosphere that is created. There is a spirit that is transmitted. And that's why Jesus said, be careful. Is it Jesus or Paul? Be careful how you hear. Yeah. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. He said, the Lord will cause his glorious voice, Isaiah 30, 30, to be heard. Verse 21 of that Isaiah 30, he says something. Verse 21, he said, and your ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand or to the left hand, walk ye in it. This is the way. The most greatest, apart from the Holy Spirit, that the believer has in this world, in our walk in this world, is the ability to be able to hear from God. That's the most valuable asset. Apart from the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, actually, who teaches you, who strengthens you, who stands by you. And when God speaks, the Bible says his voice is glorious. So he damned all other voices. Said the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. My prayer for you this week is that if you are having challenges in hearing this God, it will open your ears to hear. It will open your eyes to see. It will expand your heart to comprehend him. Please understand, God is not difficult to walk with. God is God who is ever willing to make himself available. Please understand, in the day and in the age that we are in, that's the New Testament age, the only mediator between God and man is Jesus Christ. No fellow human being should stand between you and your maker. What he says to one, he says to all. The Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. Please understand, many lives are linked to yours. So take your place as a king and as a priest of our God. Lift up your hands this morning. Let's just appreciate him.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,